Tony, I don't know if you noticed, but the fall weather is here.
Oh, I have noticed, and I couldn't be more excited and prepared.
That's right, and we're very excited on the Hometown Sounds podcast because that means it's the Fall Music Spectacular.
All right, the leader of the rebels blowing bubbles on Malala land. Hand by hand, we stand. The joy that it brings overshadows rain. Bring me a fat booty woman. I'ma sling my Jimmy. Pussy running universe. I'm killing worlds with every verse. East Coast Bama. I barely leave the city every time that I do to chase a pretty dime. Okay, I rhyme different. I'm committed to my nation. Running naked on the beach. The sand is the beat. I drown in the bass. I know a woman round the way who sells seashells by the seashore. Exploring my options. Undeniable temptations. I'm lost in the woods. I wanna get to know you. I really wanna drive you crazy. Shit get hectic when you're trying to be famous. I really wanna fuck you. That's messing up my paper. Do yourself a favor. Praise your maker, baby. I'm a bad guy. I lie and I steal. I get pilked with my bros who feel the same emotion. Rolling by the tablet, by a table at a pizza. Honey starts to twerk and talk about enjoyable. I catch the Holy Ghost, my eyes closed. Rehearsing what I wrote down on that piece of paper that I threw away. Like a pass out of bounds, like the target moved away. Vote me for president, I will bring us back the relevance. See, the public versus me, we down by three. 20 seconds left, crossover, save your breath. I have a gut feeling, you gon' need it in the near future. Two-bit apartment, I waking on the furniture. My auntie always lunching, suggesting that I get a job. Told her that I rap hard, so motherfuck nah. She's like, make sure that it pays off. Crawl before you walk, I'm talking out my asshole. I'm an asshole. I wanna get to know you. I really wanna drive you crazy. Shit get hectic when you're trying to be famous. I really wanna fuck you. That's messing up my paper. Do yourself a favor. Praise your maker, baby. I'm a horrible guy. I lie and connive. Posting as a guy who hasn't figured out self-confidence. Kinda like a badger, take it on a lion. No lying, I'm dying for my sins, okay. I'm a bad guy, I should tell you no lie. I was high when I wrote this. I tell you no lie, I tell you no lie, I tell you no lie. I'm a bad guy, I was high when I wrote this. Horrible guy, I lie and connive. Posing as a guy who hasn't figured out self-confidence. Kinda like a badger, take it on a lion. No lying, I'm down for my sins, homie.
Welcome back to the Fall Spectacular edition of the Hometown Sounds podcast.
Paul, I was referring to it as the fancy fall edition.
Well, really, it's just us playing six more songs, and it happens to be crisp fall weather out, which we both love.
I'm really excited for fall, and I've done all kinds of prep for this show to bring all kinds of autumnal humor for you. I had lunch before I got over here to Paul's place to record the show. I had a pumpkin flavored hot dog.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
You might call it a jack-o'-wiener.
Oh God.
A September sausage, maybe? Or you know, maybe just a fall Frank.
Oh God.
So that was a track by rapper Ace Cosgrove.
From the new mixtape Baby Needs Food, which you can either buy on iTunes, stream on your preferred streaming service, or you can download it for free at audiomac.com, which is I think one of those sites that hosts a lot of free mixtapes by the rappers. He's from Gaithersburg, Maryland.
Where I'm from.
Oh, well, there you go. He's a hometown boy for you. He teamed with producer Robbie Anthem for this 10-track mixtape. And the reason that I was excited to play this on this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast is because I just saw him perform at the Landmark Music Festival that was last weekend. He played early in the day. It was Sunday. He played at like 1:30, like the second slot of the day. And not only was he really amazing, he was calling out in the audience and he was like feeling really sick. He'd been drinking tea to like get his voice back. He hadn't slept like at all the night before because he was really excited about the show. And the best part was he came out and he said, you know, I was out here half an hour ago. There wasn't anybody here. And he was really worried. But like, it was awesome. Like once his set time came up, everybody flocked over there. And it was fantastic. He jumped, like at the second song, he jumped over the fence and right in the audience and pretty much did the entire show from the middle of the audience. And it was clear that like that was exactly where he wanted to be because it was just feeding the energy. He was obviously like, I haven't slept, I feel crummy, but man, he was just on point from being in the audience and it was fantastic. And he brought this whole band with him. He brought like a 10-piece band with him.
What do you have? Sounds crazy.
Yeah, he had like a couple of saxophones and a drummer and a couple of like support rappers or whatever, bass, guitar, keys. He had everything. And what was kind of funny was to watch the band, because I was like on the other side of the audience from where he was rapping in the audience. So I could just sort of look up at the band and the band was like, all right, we're just playing. Nobody's really paying attention to us because everybody's looking at Ace out in the audience. And I could see the other rappers like rapping parts that he was rapping at the same time because they knew the song. And that was kind of fun to watch. But the thing that I thought was the most striking, and I'm going to try really hard not to get in trouble by saying this the wrong way. Most of his band was not black. Most of his band was white. And I just thought like, yeah, that's awesome. Like, why does that have to even be a thing? You know, there's definitely a divide, especially in DC, racially, class-wise. I don't see a lot of mixing all that often. And when I do see it, I really enjoy it. And I just noticed that he had this band and it was mixed. It wasn't all black like some of the other rappers that I saw that weekend. And I just really appreciated that. I thought that was a nice touch.
Far out.
Totally. So yeah, that song was called Bad Guy, my favorite song from the EP for the mixtape. And I think you should totally get that. It was really fun stuff. Don't have any other Ace Cosgrove shows on the horizon, but I'm sure that he will be playing again soon. And he put on a really fun show. I do recommend going to check him out.
And it was also your first experience at a music festival, right, Paul?
It was. I'm almost 40 years old, a big music fan, never went to a music festival before. I always thought it would just be like too much to go. I mean, you know, like Bonnaroo and camping and all that stuff. Like, oh God, that always just sounded like, how about I just go to the 9:30 club and see a couple bands?
I could do a hotel room at Pitchfork Fest.
Yeah, that, I guess. That'd be nice. Well, what was kind of like interesting that I just hadn't really thought of before was that I had paid money and I was there and there were people playing at the same time. So you had to decide what to see. And at some point of the day, there was like, well, there's nobody I'm excited to see. So I could just go and see somebody for a little bit. And it was cool. And, people were into it. And you just walk right up. And it was, pretty big names like Lord Huron, let's say, And you could just go up and check out Lord Huron for a few songs. And then be like, okay, that was fun. But that's kind of all I need of that. Or move on to the next thing. And normally, if you want to go see somebody at that level, you got to pay for a whole 9:30 club ticket well in advance. See an hour and a half show of that, which is maybe more than you want of somebody like that. Maybe you just want to hear the hits and then move on. And I really enjoyed that part of a music festival, being able to dip your toes into a lot of, mid to upper level stuff. So I had a great time at the Landmark Festival. I thought it was really fun. There were obviously parts that didn't work all that great, but on the whole, like I saw a lot of great bands and on big stages, the weather cooperated and it was great. I'll definitely go again.
Cool. Next on the show, we have new music from Bells and Hunters. Facebook post from a friend of mine today. He wrote about how that when he turned on the car radio to his local NPR affiliate station, the very first thing that he heard was, "We asked Vanessa Rincano to look into the world of decorative gourds."
It's that season.
Fall is in the air. Mr. Autumn Man is inside of me.
It's coming out.
That was new music from Bells and Hunters. The track is Bruises. That's the first track from their upcoming release, Modern Witches Songbook, Volume 1. The band has two additional volumes planned. Things are going to get witchy just in time for Halloween. Let's just keep the fall jokes rolling. They're performing this Friday, October 9th, at IOTA. That's where I'll be. Come say hey. Unless you look kind of shy, then leave me alone.
Nice. Have you been seeing any shows lately, Tony?
Okay, so Friday I had a show fail. I've been talking about all over the place online about how I was so pumped to see June Gloom, who we had on the show last month, and Hurricane Joaquin kind of got the best of me. I was walking to the metro. I was already a little late, and I got across the street from the metro station, and then my contact lens, my right contact lens, fell out of my eye. Ooh. And I said, like, it was cold, and it was rainy, and it was damp, and I just... So like, I just can't do this again. I didn't have that in me. However, another show I went to was last Wednesday. I went to an event that takes place once a month at a soft house in DuPont Circle called Former Best Friends, where Justin Trawick, Kevin D'Souza, and Louisa Hall play pop covers for 2 hours. I was there with a guest, and she gave me Justin Trawick's phone number, which I didn't have. And why would we have each other's phone numbers? Like, he has nothing to ask of me.
Right.
So I started troll texting Justin because he had his phone in a stand, like attached to like his mic stand.
Oh, to read lyrics off of.
To read lyrics off of, to look up chords. I was curious if he was periscoping the whole thing.
He probably was. He does that a lot.
Yeah. So I just kind of sent him snide, snarky texts.
Anonymously? Did you admit it was you?
After the fact.
Oh, okay. All right.
I asked him if he'd ever thought about having a custom Justin Trawick bobblehead made.
That would be awesome. I want that. We should make them of all the DC music people.
Well, it's also that Justin has a very characteristic head bobble.
Well, that is true. And a hat.
Yeah, he's already there.
Yeah, totally.
So those are the shows I've been at recently. Paul, what about you?
Well, I went to see the DC Punk Archive show at the Martin Luther King Library last Thursday, where Art Sorority for Girls, Brenda, and Title Tracks all played.
That's a killer lineup, bro.
It was a killer lineup. It was great. Art Sorority for Girls played solo with just an acoustic guitar.
That's usually how it goes, actually.
Yeah, and that worked really well for the room. Brenda, Title Tracks did not sound as well as they could have sound-wise in a real club. The vocals were a little hard to hear. And the vocals, you know, especially with both those bands, are really fun. And I missed them a little bit. But their energy was great. It was a little awkward how there was a Facebook event for this thing. And I think about 860 people RSVP'd that they were coming.
Yeah, that's getting to like those public events. I think you invited me to like some kind of a meditation event.
Right. Everybody was saying RSVP. Yeah, yes,
with
that
like 1,500 RSVPs because it's on the mall.
Right.
And it just gets around
totally.
To large.
Well, and so the poor DC Punk Archive people were kind of freaking out, and they were saying like, okay, well, if this many people are really going to come, we need to actually make tickets and give out tickets. So they actually made a ticket. It's actually a really nice ticket. And they started handing them out. This happens to be like 2 blocks from my current office. So I went down there at 5:30 and got a ticket, and then went and got dinner and came back. And literally it was a tenth of the number of people that said yes were at this venue. There was no problems with space. There was no issues. It was well attended, but there were no overflows or elbows being shoved or anything. And so, you know, you always got to put a factor in there of how many people say yes to how many people are actually going to come. But 10 seemed like quite a high ratio. So anyway, you know, if you're gonna come to a show, then you should come because it was a great show.
Are there more of those coming up?
There are. I think they do them once a month or so. I'm not sure who the next ones are, but it's definitely a fun thing. It was from like 6:30 to 8:30. It was definitely all ages and very all ages friendly. I saw a lot of young kids there going bananas for Brenda, which was kind of adorable. Let's hear some more music, Tony. Who do we got next?
Bless.
Yeah.
So sometimes I get in the mail magazines that I don't actually have subscriptions to, but they're real magazines, and I don't know why they're coming to my apartment. But I did just receive on Friday the October edition of Better Homes and Gardens, and that means that there is all kinds of goodness to help me get my apartment in shape for fall.
Very important.
Very. I think on the way home, I'm going to be stopping at Trader Joe's. I'm picking up some pumpkins because I have this really darling copper basket, and a tip I just found is that like things can look so nice if you put that kind of neutral pumpkin, that color, inside of like the glammy sort of copper basket.
Oh,
and that they kind of help balance each other out, and you get both shades of orange, and it's just great.
This is like turning into a whole other kind of podcast. That was a new song by Bless. The song we picked was called Dropout. It is from the Name Your Price EP Bless tape that was released earlier this year. And I believe that is an actual tape. If you look at the art on Bandcamp, I mean, it looks like a tape. The thing that's a little interesting is that apparently there's no way to buy it as a tape.
What?
No, but they did release it as a tape. There's just no way to buy it online as a tape.
Okay.
Which makes sense, I guess. Because who mail orders tapes? That seems like if you go to the show and there's a tape and you want to buy the tape, then that's one thing. And that's probably what they do. But buying tape online, who does that? Somebody must do that, I guess. Bless is led by Luke Riddick, formerly of the band Dudes.
Who I hated. And I like this. I like this band a lot more.
There you go.
I think that those sort of old school punk backup vocals from a band like Television are really neat. It kind of sounds like that Sam Cooke number, like Chain Gang with those like, ooh.
Yeah, that is true. That's good stuff. Your next chance to see them live is Wednesday, November 4th at Comet Ping Pong on a bill with Mean Jeans and Passing Phases.
Get your disco nap on because those shows start late.
Especially on a Wednesday, man. Anyway, next up on the Hometown Sounds podcast, we have Knox. It's no use. Tony, it's no use, all this fall stuff.
What do you mean?
Well, that's not true. That's just the title of that song that we played by Knox. That was from their recently released self-titled four-song debut EP, which is a Pay What You Want download on their Bandcamp. And the EP was produced, engineered, and mixed by none other than XX's lead singer and DC legend, Mary Timoney.
Oh, dang.
I know. It's pretty awesome.
Some pedigree right there.
Absolutely. So Knox was supposed to play at the DVD release show for the Salad Days documentary about DC punk in the 80s, which I actually saw, by the way.
How was it?
It was good. It was good. I was just like, I don't necessarily think I need to own it on DVD. Anyway, they're going to have a DVD release show for that documentary at Comet Ping Pong with Dot Dash. But for some reason, the show got canceled this past Friday night because of the hurricane. It was just raining a little bit. I don't really understand. I mean, I understand you had a contact lens situation, Tony, and that's totally understandable. But like, cancel a whole show. So anyway, now the show is going to be this coming Friday, October 9th. So you should go see Dot Dash, Knox, and think about buying a DVD that you could probably just stream on Netflix.
I might include that Knox track on the playlist for my Halloween party this year.
Oh, yeah. Next up on the Hometown Sounds podcast,
Lackluster. A great fall bonfire.
We're sitting here at my dining room table, like looking out my dining room window at the little backyard area here. And yeah, there's been bonfires back there.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. I thought that would be so off limits, just as being a very small planned.
If you have it in like
community.
One of those pits, like a fire pit thing, that would be perfect. Toast marshmallows back there. Put your feet up. The bugs are all gone. Fall is the best.
I just had a very disturbing daydream about there being a bonfire. You know, people take their dogs on walks through this backyard area.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just imagine like people and dogs walking through the fire and catching on fire and it being like the most horrific bonfire ever.
That's a really random thought, dude.
That was new music from a new band called Lackluster, a track called
Running Backwards,
which sounds tricky.
It's dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New band. They just played their first show a couple of weeks ago as part of a real DC hardcore roundup. It was a going away party for someone. I didn't quite know who this was or what this was about, but this was their first show. They were the opening act. I think that's a really fun pop punk number.
That was from their 3-song EP, which is called Demo, which is a name your price download on Bandcamp. It came out in August. And I think it's deserving of a name more fitting than Demo. I think that they should give it a real actual name because it sounds pretty good to me. They're playing a show at DC9 on Monday, October 12th with a band on the Sub Pop music label called Deaf Wish, which I think is my favorite band name for the week.
Cool.
Deaf Wish. That's an awesome name for a band. Very Googleable. And that almost takes us to the end of this fall spectacular edition of the Hometown Sounds podcast.
The fancy fall edition of the Hometown Sounds podcast.
So we want to remind you, please subscribe and tell all your friends that we're an awesome podcast and help them get into podcasts. Download an app for them and subscribe them to this one, maybe Splish Splash, maybe Chunky Glasses. There's a lot of podcasts going on in DC these days. We are on the social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Hometown Sounds. Every weekday, we play a music video of the day. Check that out or listen to our music stream at hometownsoundsdc.com. Listen on your phone using the free TuneIn app. Get in touch with us to tell us how we're doing, sponsor the station, or submit music using the email address dj@hometownsoundsdc.com. And of course, please support the musicians that you have heard on this podcast by buying their music
and seeing them play live
all around town. The last track on this episode is by a band called Aerialist. And I actually have been wondering what happened to Aerialist for quite a while. And I'm happy that Aerialist came right back. The song we're going to play is called Hydra. Aerialist is Larry Hoffman, who probably everybody knows as the owner of Galaxy Hut, which is, of course, Clarendon's coolest bar. And if you've never been to Galaxy Hut, it is one of the best reasons to go to Clarendon. And I think probably a lot of people in DC are like, oh, I'm never going to Clarendon. But yeah, no, Galaxy Hut is the best. He was a bartender there. He bought it from singer-songwriter Alice Despard way back in 2005. And I used to go to Galaxy Hut kind of a lot because I lived close by there. I could walk over there. There was often never a cover, or it was a very cheap cover. And I remember seeing Aerialist. He would do his thing with like a big keyboard and he would have a drum machine going and he would be spazzing out back there. And it was really fun. It was really great music. And I actually tried to get my hands on it when I started this Hometown Sounds thing, was trying to collect all the DC music that I could. And I could not find it. It wasn't anywhere. I couldn't find old CDs of it on like gem.com or any of these weird sites where you can buy out of print music. So it was really hard. And then the other day, like it just kind of popped up. He just signed up for aerialist.bandcamp.com, put up a bunch of stuff. And what's really funny is that he keeps changing it. Like a couple of weeks ago, he had it all in one album and I had downloaded it, thought about playing it on the podcast, but we ended up playing different stuff and then came back to it. And now it's all rearranged. Now they're, you know, all in paired singles with different art and everything like that. And so by the time you go to check this out, it might be totally different. Who knows?
The guy's a tinker.
Oh yeah. It's just kind of funny that it's all different. So this track is the B-side from the single where the A-side is called Charon, and of course Charon and Hydra are both moons of Pluto, which is on my brain because I just saw The Martian last night and it was really good.
Paul's thinking about them planets.
I know, I'm thinking about space, visiting planets.
Hey Paul, how does space work?
Just don't die up there, don't get left behind, it sucks. Anyway, hope you enjoyed this sort of, it's kind of dark, like most of the stuff is really dark, menacing synth pop. This one's a little bit more upbeat and swinging, which is why I picked it. I thought it was kind of the most fun track I could pick out. So hope you like it. Thanks very much for the fall spectacular fancy stuff, Tony.
You're welcome, Paul. Thank you.
See you next time.